Congratulations. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't easy at times. But you guys go on a 14-4 run to close the game and finally distance yourselves from the Lady Eagles.
You know, like you said, it was not pretty at all. And we did not shoot the ball well at all from the perimeter. But, you know, we got the job done because I know we're not ever going to put together a perfect game. But we just need to do our job and just finish it. And we did, and that's all I can ask for this time of year.
Absolutely. And Colby was in that 2-3 zone the entire night. You could tell they were in that 2-3 zone for one primary purpose.
Right.
Make Scott City beat jump shooters tonight and not drive in and attack. And they did a pretty good job of countering you, and you guys made some big shots when you needed to from not around the basket.
I know. And, you know, typically that would never hurt us because we have Caitlin. And Caitlin loves it when they play 2-3 zones on us, but she's not playing right now. And so, you know, other people had to step up, and we did not shoot well from the perimeter. We shot, I think it was 23% from the perimeter, and that is not good. So our post players, I was really proud of them for stepping up. We had to get it inside, and they finished for us.
Well, the one that, I mean, there's no question who was probably your MVP of the game, and that was Paige Winderland. It was good to see her break out of kind of a shooting slump all year. She had 11 points, but she was the one that was all over the floor tonight. She covered the entire court tonight.
You know, I think if anyone loves this team, it is Paige Winderland. She wants the best for everyone on the team. She thinks team first. She never thinks of herself. And that's why I'm so proud of her, because she works so hard every single day. And tonight was her night, and I was really proud of her.
Absolutely. And you had Emily Smith come off the bench, step up tonight. She had 9 points for you guys, and it was a hard-earned 9 points. She was big. Katie McGonigal hit a three for the second straight game at a big time. Bailey Lotta hit two threes tonight when you were needing him, when Colby was starting to kind of creep into 1 or 2 points. And then she kind of hit that runner underneath the paint there when you were trying to, you know, pull it out there, make him stop you. But, hey, you got the two right there. And it was a great concerted team effort here. And you also had to fight foul trouble in the first half.
I know. And, you know, I didn't want to stay in our zone as long as we did. But when we got in foul trouble, that was the only choice I had. And there towards the end when they were making their run, I asked them, I said, can we go man without you fouling? They said, yes, we can do it. And we started to pull away. I felt like the pressure kind of got to them a little bit. But overall, I was just happy with the win.
How big is this week off for you guys? You have 4 games left in the season. You go to Ulysses next Friday. But how big is a week off for you guys?
I think rest is going to be important. I think to reflect on a couple of things is going to be important. But we cannot take Ulysses lightly because they're a young, talented team, and we need to be ready for them.
It's Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here, wrapping up the girls' game. Lady Beavers winning here tonight, 48-36. Coach, congratulations. Never easy to snap a 2-game losing streak, and you got the W.
All right. Thank you.